I believe that we are in the last days of this age and that Jesus is coming soon. People have thought that at different times down through the ages. They have thought that Jesus is coming soon, but it seems to me that the mechanics of everything that will make it possible for the prophecies in the Bible to come true in the end time are all in place, and it's all here, and Jerusalem is becoming the center of the world's attention again. And it's more important than ever for us to hold fast to the name of Jesus Christ and not deny him, no matter what kind of pressures are put upon us, but to declare his gospel, declare his love for the world, and to declare his salvation to all of us, and to hold fast to the name of Jesus. This is what the people in the church at Philadelphia were doing, holding fast to the name of Jesus Christ. This is what he wrote to them in the Revelation chapter 3, verse 7. And to the angel of the church in Philadelphia write, "These things says he that is holy, he that is true, he that has the key of David, he that opens and no man shuts, and shuts and no man opens. I know your works. Behold, I have set before you an open door, and no man can shut it. For you have a little strength, and have kept my word, and you have not denied my name. Look, I will make them of the synagogue of Satan, which say they are Jews and are not, but are liars. Behold, I will make them to come and worship before your feet, and to know that I have loved you. Because you have endured and kept my word, I will also keep you from the hour of temptation, which shall come upon all the world to test them that dwell upon the earth. Behold, I come quickly. Hold fast to that which you have, that no man may take your crown. Him that overcomes will I make a pillar in the temple of my God, and he shall go out no more. And I will write upon him the name of my God and the name of the city of my God, which is New Jerusalem, which comes down out of heaven from my God. And I will write upon him my new name. He that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches." You see, Christ asked us to stay true to his name, to stay true to him, to hold fast to our faith, to hold fast to our doctrine, and to love him. And there's coming a day when he will show the whole world that he loves his church. Let's pray. Our Father in heaven, I thank you for the love which you have shown me. I pray that you would give me that endurance. Give me that which I may stand fast against the temptations of this world. I pray that you would help me, O Lord God, and that you would be strong in me, and that someday you will write upon me the name of God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.